and everybody is enjoying themselves to this fullest extent. It's a wonderful sight, seeing people genuinely enjoying themselves. There's no false pretense about this whatsoever. And as we came over here to the Astor this evening to broadcast to you, we heard so many people say, we hope it comes soon, and then Jimmy can come home. Well, that seemed to be the general spirit of the occasion. People were waiting in hope. They were lining the sidewalks. They were sitting on the curbs on newspapers, waiting for the announcement which President Truman made shortly before or after 7 o'clock. So much has transpired since then, we've almost forgotten. We understand that Wednesday and Thursday have been officially proclaimed as VJ days, and the people down here are taking advantage of the situation and really celebrating. They've been waiting all day long since early this morning. And now we take you to Bill Hillman in front of the White House in Washington, D.C.
This is Bill Hillman. The four great leaders of the four great powers today announced the surrender of Japan. But tonight, the Emperor of Japan will have to tell his own people the sad news. Because here's a bulletin from San Francisco which states, the Tokyo radio in a special broadcast said tonight that Emperor Hirohito personally would read an imperial rescript over the radio at 11 p.m. Eastern wartime. At 11 p.m. Eastern wartime, here in the East, the Emperor Hirohito personally will have to tell the sad tale to his people. Within a few minutes, Secretary of State Burns will have an announcement at the State Department. That is, he will have an announcement at 7:30. There's no indication what he will have to say. He will probably give further details of the negotiations. But one thing is clear. Hirohito has absolutely placed himself at the control and at the mercy of the Allies, at the complete control of General MacArthur. I think it can be revealed now at this time that the reason the military pleaded here for a chance to retain Hirohito on his throne, subject to the commander-in-chief's orders, was because they felt that the emperor was the only person in Japan who would be able to issue a rescript and a command which would be respected by the generals and the admirals and the people throughout the country. I take you now to Russ Hodges in front of the White House.
Broadcasting system, broadcasting direct across from the White House facing Lafayette Park. It is really the mecca of all Washingtonians and all visitors because as soon as the announcement was made, thousands of people started thronging to this historic spot, and they were given a big treat because President Truman has just entered the official limousine and has gone out of the Pennsylvania Avenue gates and has headed down the street to a tremendous cheer from the assembled multitude, which must be at the present time at least 15,000 people, with more coming from all directions over the historic State Department. All traffic is tied up in every direction. People are utterly ignoring the automobile traffic. The policemen, of course, are having a terrible time keeping the people from getting run over. But fortunately, no damage is being done in that respect at all. And I know that within the next 30 minutes to within an hour, there will be probably 100,000 people here. A taxi cab just went by, very happy about everything. People are absolutely hysterical. We broadcast to you this morning at 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we remarked at that time how dead Washington was, that no one seemed to know that the war was nearly over. Well, tonight, Washington has really come alive, and it looks like one of the biggest nights in the history of this great city. People are going by. A couple of them recognize me and yell at me, and blowing the horns, having a grand time. Across the street, there are a couple of people embracing. The kisses are flying in every direction. Some people hysterical. We saw one lady down right at the corner of the White House grounds, the one toward the State Department, fall down on her knees and pray, giving that devout thanksgiving for this victory that has been won and which has been announced to the entire world tonight at 7 o'clock. People are just coming from every direction. The multitude is teeming around. Fortunately, we have a long microphone cord extending out into Jackson Place, and we have a very good point of vantage. It's been a lot of pleasure to get to tell you what is going on here, and we wish we could tell you all about it more, but our time is up. This is Russ Hodges speaking, and this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
WOR, New York. Arthur Hale will follow in just a moment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Richfield reporter, Arthur Hale, speaking to you for independent Richfield dealers and distributors. Well, there's very little that people like you and me can say at a great moment like this, when the world has moved out of the tragedy of war into the hopefulness of peace. I can't help thinking of those who will not be here to enjoy the fruits of their sacrifice, they and those whom they left behind to grieve for them. They had spirit and courage, great spirit and great courage. We know that they would want us to carry on, except that we might hope, if it's not asking too much, that we mold the future a little more constructively in their memory. We're not really deserving of victory and peace unless we are prepared to do that, as nations, as communities, and as individuals. I'll give you now a running resume of this evening's events, starting at 7 o'clock when the flash came over the wires. Dated Washington, August 14th, a day of history. Japan has surrendered unconditionally. President Truman announced at 7 p.m. Eastern wartime tonight. General of the Army Douglas A. MacArthur has been designated Supreme Allied Commander to receive the surrender. Offensive operations have been ordered suspended everywhere. VJ Day will be proclaimed only after the surrender has been formally accepted by General MacArthur. Mr. Truman read the formal message relayed from Emperor Hirohito through the Swiss government, in which the Japanese ruler pledged the surrender on the terms laid down by the Big Three Conference at Potsdam. President Truman made this statement, and I quote, "I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by the Secretary of State on August 11th. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan. In this reply, there are no qualifications. Arrangements are now being made for the formal signing of surrender terms at the earliest possible moment. General Douglas MacArthur has been appointed the Supreme Allied Commander to receive the Japanese surrender. Great Britain, Russia, and China will be represented by high-ranking officers. Meantime, the Allied Armed Forces have been ordered to suspend offensive action. The proclamation of VJ Day must wait until the formal signing of the surrender terms by Japan." Simultaneously, Mr. Truman disclosed that Selective Service is taking immediate steps to slash inductions from 80,000 to 50,000 a month. Henceforth, Mr. Truman said, only those men under 26 will be drafted for the reduced quotas. The White House made public the Japanese government's message accepting that ended the war, which started December 7, 1941. The text of their message, which was delivered by the Swiss Chargé d'Affaires, follows. Communication of the Japanese government of August 14, 1945, addressed to the governments of the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China, with reference to the Japanese government's note of August 10th regarding their acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration, and the reply of the governments of the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China, sent by American Secretary of State Burns under the date of August 11th, the Japanese government have the honor to communicate to the governments of the four powers as follows. 1. His Majesty the Emperor has issued an imperial rescript regarding Japan's acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. 2. His Majesty the Emperor is prepared to authorize and ensure the signature by his government and the Imperial General Headquarters of necessary terms for carrying out the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. His Majesty is also prepared to issue his commands to all the military, naval, and air authorities of Japan and all the forces under their control, wherever located, to cease active operations, to surrender arms, and to issue such other orders as may be required by the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces for the execution of the above-mentioned terms. The President made the historic announcement to a huge crowd of reporters who had been virtually living in the White House for days in anticipation of just such a development. Smiling and surrounded by his staff, the President told the press that the Japanese had decided to accept unconditional surrender and mentions the reporters would not have to take any notes. Mr. Truman said prepared statements would be available as they left, and three were issued, one detailing MacArthur's appointment and containing the Japanese note, a second disclosing the immediate cutback in the draft, and the third in which Mr. Truman congratulated, quote, one of the hardest working groups of war workers.
Arthur Hale came to you from New York. On this momentous day, WOR presents a special message by His Honor Fiorello H. LaGuardia, Mayor of the City of New York and Chairman of the United States Conference of Mayors. We take you now to the Mayor's house in New York City.
I've never before felt as I do at this moment. Something has happened. Something has happened to me, to you, the people of all the world. Difficult to explain. Difficult to talk at a moment like this. One is met with conflicting emotions. Terrible sacrifice of millions of lives. And the great responsibility ahead of us. We are at this moment the greatest nation in the world. We have thrust upon us greatest responsibility that has ever come to any people. We won this war. We have crushed the forces of evil. We have defeated and destroyed forever the Nazis,